Well, for more insight on that story, we're now joined by our guest, James Fetzer, Professor Emeritus of the University of Minnesota Duluth. Sir, welcome to the program. I'd like to get your thoughts on the recent U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee's measure that will allow the continuation of the government's sweeping mass surveillance activities. Does this show the complete disregard of the United States for the aftermath of the revelations of its espionage activities?
Well, it has several dimensions. It's completely unconstitutional, and it cannot be justified on the basis of domestic terrorism. The very same committee that is considering this legislation released a report on 3 October 2012 based upon its review of 680 fusion center reports where fusion centers merge federal, state, and local anti-terrorism efforts gathered between 2009 and 2010. And in that 680 reports distributed all over the country, they found not a single instance, not one, zero, zilch, nada, none of domestic terrorist activity. So this is clearly not directed at domestic terrorist activity. Instead, it's directed at opponents of the national security state. Dianne Feinstein, I'm sorry to say, is a stooge of Israel. She is one of many. The problem here is that the NSA has so much information on all of the members of Congress, all of the members of the Supreme Court, all of the members of the executive, up to and including President Barack Obama, that they can extort them. They can subject them to pressure. They can threaten to embarrass them. And in fact, there's every reason to believe that Israel is behind all of this, because there's an agreement between the NSA and Israel that all of our raw data should go directly to Tel Aviv. It's a terrible, shocking situation. And I am appalled that the Senate should be seeking for some way to legalize it. But I can assure you that is because they are under duress by the NSA.
Professor Fetzer, revelations by Edward Snowden week on out reveal more shocking details about the espionage activities. There's a spying on civilians inside the United States, spying on foreign countries, civilians of foreign countries, even leaders of other countries, foes and allies alike. Just how far does this rabbit hole go?
Oh, it's worldwide and massive. They're vacuuming up everyone's electronic communications. They're vacuuming up everyone's email, cell phones, any form of communication, financial, medical. I mean, Chancellor Merkel was well alarmed because she grew up. She was born in East Germany, which was dominated by the Stasi, the most effective secret police organization ever conceived by the mind of man. And it turns out, alas, that our own Department of Homeland Security was modeled after the Stasi in combination with the NSA. DHS is seeking to dominate the United States. They're trying to disarm Americans so they can't stand up and oppose the imposition of tyranny by this administration. It's a very serious situation. I am a very, very profoundly troubled, and the whole world ought to be very disturbed at what's going on here.
Professor James Fetzer joining us from Madison. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.